Now, over summer, we're bringing you podcast recommendations, and this week is the third instalment with Zoe Ferguson bringing us the best culture podcasts.
If you fancy yourself a word nerd, then you'll love Radiotopia's The Illusionist. It's a podcast all about language, hosted by English podcaster Helen Zaltzman. With a voice like caramel and an endless curiosity, Helen guides us through a range of topics, from names to small talk and subculture titles to larger themes like minority languages facing suppression and extinction, and answering questions about how certain languages travel vast distances, like, for example, Welsh taking root in rural Argentina.
How bad must conditions have been in Wales for them to actually give it all up in the first place and consider a two-month voyage to the unknown?
And by many accounts, conditions in Wales were pretty bad in the mid-19th century.
In Wales, the situation was very, very complicated, and a lot of people were living tied to the other people's land. They didn't have their own land. And if you didn't go to the Anglican church, you went to the chapels, you were second class and so on. So there were lots of things. And also these attitudes towards the language.
The Welsh language, which is one of the oldest languages in Europe, had been struggling against the encroachment of English for hundreds of years. In the 13th century, Wales had been annexed by the English king Edward I, and Welsh power was further depleted in the 1530s when King Henry VIII passed various acts decreeing that Wales would be ruled by the English Parliament. Anyone using the Welsh language could not serve in public office, and the only language that could be used in the courts of Wales was to be English. Now, one thing that contributes to the decline of a language is when another language is the language of power. So, if you want to get ahead, or at least not be disadvantaged, you tend to ditch the minority language. Add to that the demographic shifts in the 19th century, as a lot of English people had moved into Wales following the Industrial Revolution, and although in the middle of the 19th century at least 75% of the population of Wales still spoke Welsh, there were measures to repress the language in schools. The Welsh language was under attack.
So they felt that by coming here to Patagonia, they would be on their own, and that was absolutely what happened.
You might already listen to Helen Zaltzman in her podcast Answer Me This, which has been answering questions from listeners since 2007. And the inception of The Illusionist was born out of listeners' curiosity about language, where certain phrases came from, where names originated, that sort of thing. The show's winning formula includes language experts, listener questions, and words of the day. If you haven't already, take a listen, and you'll find endless episodes to satiate your linguistic curiosities. Another popular podcast by Radiotopia is 99% Invisible. It's a weekly podcast all about design in the world. Not just architecture, but most things in our world that have been designed. Roman Mars is co-founder of Radiotopia and creator and host of 99% Invisible. Here he is introducing the show's premise.
99% Invisible is ostensibly a show about design and architecture. But really, it's a show about who we are through the lens of the things we build. There was a human who made a decision about every joint, every seam, every little detail in the built world, whether they called themselves a designer or not. We tell those stories. We help decode the world, exploring why things are the way they are. Because even though we are surrounded by the stuff we've made, from tiny objects to massive structures, that physical matter is only 1% of the story. The rest is 99% invisible.
It's a constant podcast chart topper, and there are so many favourite episodes among avid listeners, including the episode on cul-de-sacs.
It was when the suburbs became mass-produced after World War II that the worst aspects of suburban design began to dominate.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes, all the same.
Whether or not you buy the idea that cul-de-sacs are psychologically oppressive or stifling to the freedom of those that live there, they have some real, quantifiable design flaws.
Right, like imagine being a garbage collector or a street cleaner, and instead of driving down one long street and collecting all the garbage from that street and then taking a right onto the next street and so on, you have to turn around in all of these cul-de-sacs over and over again. It takes more time, you use more gas. They're expensive to maintain, and now some governments, like the one in the state of Virginia, are starting to ban them.
And of course, if you're after a wrap of arts and culture, listen to NPR's Fresh Air and the ABC's Stop Everything podcast, which has done a wrap of 2018's pop culture highlights.
That's Zoe Ferguson with some culture podcast recommendations, and we'll have more podcast wraps for you over summer.